Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing learning in the Sefer Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Nachman's magnum opus. We are continuing in the fourth teaching, Torah Daled, where we have been exploring the idea of a taste of the world to come. What does that mean? How is it possible for me to start to have a recognition of the ultimate oneness of God, recognizing that everything that happens is from God, and it's all good, even those things that in this world we feel to be negative and perceived as bad and wrong and frustrating, that even those with a particular God view, if you will, with a parent's eye view, with being above and beyond the bird's eye view, as we say, that with the right shlemus hadas, complete understanding of the workings of the world, we can recognize how everything is for our good. Continuing in paragraph 5 in my Likutei Maharan, paragraph Hey, Vavonusav shel adam heim al atzmaisav, that the sins of a person are on their bones. What does that mean? Kamo shekasev, like the pasuk says, v'tehi avonosav chakuka al atzmosav, that his sins are etched upon one's bones. What exactly does this mean? V'chol aveira yesh latzeruf osios, that every single sin, every aveira, has its own combination of letters. Ukshavar eza aveira, that when a person, God forbid, transgresses an aveira, does a sin, Azai then nechach tseiruf ra al atzmoisav. The Rebbe is explaining that when a person, God forbid, does a sin, a tseiruf ra, the evil combination of letters, are engraved upon one's bones that correspond to that particular aveira or sin. That through this etching, a person brings in this concept of dibur, of the lav, the language of that sin, meaning those particular letters, the tseruf ra, the negative combination of letters that correspond with this sin, it brings it into the side of impurity. That every time we do an aveira, we're actively taking more letters, which is the concept of dibur, speech, and bringing it into the world of impurity. And in this case, specifically etching it upon one's bones. Hainu shemachnes b'chinas malchus. And this is entering in to that world of kingship. How does that work? Shehu b'chinas dabor echad lador. Like we said before, in the earlier part of the Torah, dabor, which is the leader, the spokesman, the manheg Yisrael, the leader of the Jewish people for each generation, is connected, dalid beis reish, to the word dibor, to speech, which is connected to letters. Just like there's one leader of each generation, and when you do something positive, you build that positive leadership. So too, in this case, when you draw in the dibor, those negative letters from each aveira, and etch it upon one's bones, it gives strength to the malchus, the kingship of the other side, of that leader of the negative side of the world, shehu machnes oisa b'soicha akum, that you draw it in amongst the non-Jewish world, and this particular exile of the non-Jewish world, v'noisin lehem nemshala, and you grant to them a greater level and power of leadership. Now Rabbi Nachman is going to dive a little bit deeper into how exactly does this work. Lamashal, for example, im avar al dibur shel halav lo yelecha. If a person transgresses the words of do not have other gods before you, azai, then macharev atzeruf hatoiv shel adibur ubayna atzeruf ra. Then a person destroys that good letter combination of speech that was associated with not having other gods before you, and he builds the negative combination. That world of transgression gets stronger because he took those letters that were corresponding to that particular aveira and brought them into that aveira. In this case, that of avodah zarah, idol worship. And then the letter combination is etched upon one's bones. In fulfillment of this concept, like the pasuk says, "Avonoseichem hitu eile uksiv," and it's also written, "Temoiseis rasha ra." The first pasuk in Yirmiyahu is saying that your iniquities, your sins, have turned them away, meaning the good times, or perhaps the etches of positivity, but rather they're bringing an etch of negativity, which can manifest itself as an apparent lack of blessing in this world. And the second pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalms, is saying that evil will be the reason for the death of those evil individuals. meaning we bring certain things upon ourselves, both for good and for not so good. Now going back to an earlier piece of the Torah, through this vidui devarim, through verbal confession of sins to a Talmud Chacham, those letters come off of one's bones that were etched there, and they become the vidui devarim. Somehow, and we're going to continue to dive in, those combination of negative letters that corresponded to the sins that you did that were then etched on your bones, when a person says vidui devarim, when a person says vidui confession of one's sins to a Talmud Chacham, the letters themselves pull up from one's bones and come out of the mouth into the sentences that are being said as the vidui, as the confession. Because speech comes from one's bones, like the pasuk says, kol atzmoisai tomarna, that all of my bones will speak. And that when you destroy this negative combination, the evil combination of letters, then you definitionally begin the opposite. You begin to build the holy palace and the holy kingship. And this is what our rabbis of blessed memory said, that at the time that the Jewish people traveled through the desert, it was that the bones of Yehuda were rolling, until Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, that listen, Hashem, hear the voice of Yehuda. Shabikesh Moshe Makadosh Baruch Hu, because Moshe requested from Hashem, Sheyizkor liYehuda havidui vihizvada, that Hashem should remember the vidui, the verbal confession that he gave, that he confessed in front of the Talmud Chacham. V'chein havilei, and this is exactly what happened. That episode with Yehuda admitting his faults in a public forum in front of a Talmud Chacham regarding the episode of Yehuda and Tamar. If you're interested in more about that particular episode, you can see Parshas Vayeshev and all of its associated commentaries. And this is when it's specifically saying that the bones were rolling around al shem, that it will be that one's sins will be etched upon their bones. V'al yidei havidui nistaknu v'alu kol chad leduchte. That it will be that through the vidui, through the verbal confession, to a righteous tzaddik, to a Talmud Chacham, that these sins will be fixed, the etchings of the letters will be elevated, and they will all go back to the place where they belong, meaning out of the gullus of the negative forces, but back to the Malchus de Kedusha, the holy palace, elevating these letters of sin that were etched upon our bones back to the holy palace through the words of a vidui devarim, through verbal confession of sins to a Talmud Chacham. V'Yehuda zebechin is Malchus, and Yehuda is the concept of Malchus, of the kingship. Remez, there's a hint or an allusion, shebechin is Malchus nistaken al yedei vidui devarim, because Yehuda exemplifies this mida, this character trait of verbal confession, even when it's going to hurt, allowing one to lift up those letters and rectify the Malchus, to fix the kingship based on spoken confession. V'ze nase al yedei Moshe, and this only happened through Moshe Rabbeinu, Shezachar Moshe Avidui, because Moshe remembered this confession, Ki chen tzarech, because it's necessary that Sheyeh Avidui lifnei Talmud Chacham, that the Vidui happened, the confession happened, in front of a Talmud Chacham. V'chol HaTalmud Chacham hu b'chines Moshe, and every Talmud Chacham is this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the ultimate Talmud Chacham, the ultimate leader of the Jewish people, and other Talmidei Chachamim are referred to as Moshe. Moshe Amru, Moshe Shapar Kamart. As we see in Shas, when one Talmud Chacham says something great, the other will respond, Moshe, you're saying well, you're saying good. Even if his name is not actually Moshe, he's referred to as Moshe. Ubezesh Zacha Moshe Vidui. And through this aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu remembering the Vidui of Yehuda, Nase Ka'ilu Hizvada Achshav Livnei Moshe. It was as if Moshe Rabbeinu heard the vidui, the confession, from Yehuda himself. And then through this coming together of the person making vidui to the Talmud Chacham, to the Tzadik Hador, to the Moshe Rabbeinu, this fixes this aspect of Malchus, of the holy kingship. And it destroys the evil combinations that were etched upon one's bones upon the transgression of a sin and a vera. These are unbelievably lofty concepts, very, very complicated. We're going to continue to dive in to glean the most that we can in hopes of making this real, in hopes of our own growth. We will, please God, pick it up with Os Vav, number 6 in the next shir. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.